It's Pecozy and Miss Clunk. Karen Hollis is in the studio with us. There's cards all over the place. She's reading palms, and she's going to say our past and future. So right now, you're working on Zuko.
Right. I took a look at Zuko's cards here, and we were talking about a friend of his, and I asked him who passed away most recently, because this being October, and the veil between the two worlds is very, very thin. He had a friend of his that passed away, he said. And
Just last month, yeah.
That, when she said that, did you go like, ooh?
You look like your heart kind of sank a little.
Well, it was weird because it was like one of those things where I have been dwelling on it lately because I felt like such a gigantic dick bag because, like, I didn't even go to the funeral or the wake or anything because nobody, like, told me about it. Like, people were like, yeah, you know, as soon as we get word, we'll tell you. And then nobody told me. The way I found out that the funeral was going on for him was I log on to Facebook and like, I see people going to funeral, driving to New York, and I'm like, oh.
Well, you know, I mean, it is October, and he just wanted to say hey and no regrets, and so he wanted to check in with you and tell you that it's okay. You know, he sees you working, that kind of thing. We took a look at some other cards for you, and it shows that there was some emotional uncertainty about money, like everybody else in the world. And but next year is going to be a really good year for WCCC, so it should That's be good. A very, very good year
look
for you.
Look at that. Woo! Yeah. Everyone hear that?
Good thing we're recording this.
Yeah.
I'll send it around.
But Zuko, you're all about the work, apparently.
Well, I don't have much else.
In fact, the marriage card is sitting next to work, like you're married to your work.
He's here 7 days a week. It's very true.
Yeah.
He's here all the time.
I'm a part-timer, and I'm here at least 5 days out of the week, if not more.
You are the job, right? There you have it. So it also shows that with regard to your love life's going to be rocking this year. It's going to be better than it's been. So It's a good thing. But you've got to be careful about that kind of workaholic tendency because it really, really upsets your personal life. Okay.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah. So tell me about that relationship. Does she get upset because you hear all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, she also gets pissed off when I have to wake up for getting here early in the morning. I wake her up, too.
It shows that when it comes to money, you pretty much try and walk away from that. You're not about the money. You're about the work. You're about, like, do
Good
I really
thing.
Love what I'm
I know,
doing?
Right? Yeah. You're hearing that, Pecozy.
Good thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, when it comes to you, I would say, you know, a need for a little more balance. That's about it. It also looks like you're going to be making a move this year. So were you thinking of making a move?
A couple of things.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see what else is going on with you.
She's now flipping cards over.
Yeah, sorry about the dead air, folks. Just got to kind of get my bearings here on what's going on, you know. When it comes to love relationships, you are hopeful, but skeptical sometimes. You say to yourself, we'll see how this is going to go.
Hopeful, but bitter and jaded at the same time. Yeah,
cynical. Yeah.
Cynical. There we go. That's the word I was looking for.
You're like, I love you. Maybe.
We'll see, right? No. He actually cares very much for who he's with. Thinks very, very highly of that person. And it shows that he's going to make all the right decisions this year as far as being here on the station. He's looking to see, you know, how do I take my skills and really make them rock here? No pun intended. It shows that you card. Think that people that are in marriages are depressed. Is that true?
Of course it's true.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And that's why you've been really hesitant to make those commitments is because you see a lot of people who are unhappy and you say to yourself, oh my gosh, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of see that a lot with...
You can be miserable on your own. You don't need a wife
exactly.
for that.
No, I've seen like people's parents and you know friends' parents, friends who are you know getting married themselves, and I'm like, you guys really hate each other, and you just kind of stick around because it's convenient.
Well, you know, but it seems to me that you can be the committing kind of guy when you want to be.
When I want to be, you know.
Yeah, mostly. So that's kind of what I got for you.
Okay. Well, we're gonna find out about Miss Clunk coming up next.
Oh God.